小熊，是配偶手机背后就是
高手
也没有跑。
Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Chappelle!
Hey, everybody. Hey. All right. All right. Welcome to Chappelle's Show. Man, welcome, guys. Thanks for coming out tonight. And you at home, thanks for tuning in. You know, folks, it's been an interesting couple weeks here at Chappelle's Show. A lot of flack I've been getting for the racially charged sketches. It happens. But I think I'm being misunderstood, so I just want to take a moment to explain myself, okay? I'm not advocating in any way, shape, or form any type of racial hatred. I'm just making fun of each other's cultures. It's fun. Problem is, when you do stereotypical kind of jokes, there's no room for subtleties. People always say things, for instance, that white people can't dance. It's not that white people can't dance. Is that really how it goes? I don't think so. Let's explore this further, okay? I'd like to introduce a piece now called White People Dancing. Hey, gang. You know, all my life I've heard that white people can't dance. I don't believe that. I don't think it's so much that white people can't dance. It's just that they like certain musical instruments. That instrument, my friends, is electric guitar. It speaks directly to the soul of the white person. They find it irresistible. Now with me, as you can see, is my good friend John Mayer.
How are you?
And we're going to test this theory this afternoon. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
It's my personal theory that when white people hear electric guitar, they cannot resist the urge to dance, no matter where they are. And me and John went to different locations and put this theory to the test.
And the shares could be, we could up them to about another 22%.
Okay, folks, here we are in a corporate boardroom. You can see people behind us working in the bullpens, and right now a meeting is in progress. We want to see what happens when you play electric guitar in the most professional of settings. Ready, John? Okay, cool. Go, go. Get out of here. Okay, we've seen how white people respond to guitar music at work. Now we're in a chic Manhattan restaurant. It's lunchtime, the business crowd is here, a lot of Bush votes in the room. Let's see how the conservative crowd acts when they hear guitar music while they're eating. John, play the fight riff, play it! Enjoy your lunch, everybody. All right. Every experiment needs a control. Now, right now, me and John are in a barbershop in Harlem. Everyone here is either black or Latino. Let's see how electric guitar works on them. Ready, John? Okay. Okay, go. Go. Okay. That went pretty much how I expected. Now, Let's see how the blacks respond to drums.
Questlove, go.
Gangbusters. But I still happen to notice some of the Latin people were nodding their heads, but they weren't really feeling it as much as I thought they would. But I think I got the remedy. What would happen if I incorporated within that an electric piano? Sanchez, go!
Hey guys, have a good day. Sorry for interrupting.
So what have we learned, gang? We learned that white people can dance if you play what they like, electric guitar. Of course, we the blacks can't resist drums, and Latins love congos and electric piano with Spanish gibberish over it, I guess. So the next time someone says that someone from another race can't dance, you tell them...
You have to have a permit to shoot out here, and we will find you.
John, do something quick. Hey, my man, how you know that song?
I'm from the suburbs, man. I can't help it.
Commercial break. Keep dancing. We'll be right back.
Today's Chappelle's Show.
How's this?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chappelle's Show. Thanks for joining us. You know, folks, I hate to hit this point so hard, but remember, whenever we do these racial commentaries, it's always about the subtleties. We're all part of the same human family. Our differences are just cultural. That's it. For instance, when a white person is maybe having trouble sleeping, you might take some kind of warm milk. I don't know what you drink. Well, with black people, we have a sleeping aid, too. And it's just coming out on the market. It's available for everyone's consumption. And we're proud to be the first sponsor of the newest sleep aid for Black America. Here it is. Oh.
What is it, honey?
I got a big meeting tomorrow and I still can't sleep. I took sleeping pills and everything.
Relax, honey. I think I've got just the thing.
From the makers of Valtran and Similox comes America's number one sleeping aid, Ribs.
Hickory. Oh, wow.
Here's how it works. Once ingested, ribs go to work on your stomach, spreading barbecue sauce and greasy porkiness throughout, creating an age-old condition called the itis. You'll feel sluggish, drowsy, and should be asleep in a matter of minutes.
That's that itis.
Side effects include laziness, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, barbecue stains, wild bowels, doo-doo smells worse, and mud.
Mud butt. Like, what would be the inverse of that joke? If I did that joke for white people, would it be like turkey or something? I don't know, turkey, right? What's a food that white people say, boy, that sure makes me sleepy? Huh? What is it? Box of wine? Wine comes in a box, man? God damn! He said that without hesitation. Box of wine. Puts me right out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go nowhere. We got more comedy for you on Chappelle's Show. That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Chappelle's Show, everybody. One thing I've been hearing a lot recently, they say, you know, Dave, you make fun of everybody and everything, but how come you never make fun of yourself? Because it's not easy. I'm sensitive. But since you guys have been so good to me tonight, I feel like I owe you no less. This next piece is about the real Dave Chappelle. It's personal. It's actually very personal, but here it is. Hey, I'm Dave Chappelle, host of Chappelle's Show. Many guys are familiar with my on-screen persona, but the question keeps popping up. Who is Dave Chappelle really? Well, guys, the answer isn't so simple. You see, in the last 12 years, I've been at least three different people. There's me at 18, sincere, earnest, relentlessly optimistic. And then it was me at 24, budding movie star, reefer addict, and a man with a sexual appetite that would make Michael Douglas seem gay. Then, of course, there's the man who stands in front of you now, proud father, loyal husband, and prompt taxpayer. All three of these men had different psyches and handled things in very different ways. And with your permission, I'd like to explore these three men tonight in a piece that I like to call 3 days. All right, first scenario. Let's say I'm having problems in a relationship. Why don't we take a look at how I used to handle that at 18? Sharon, Sharon, look, I want to work this out, but you got to talk to me. You got to open up. Last week, when we were at that Dos Effects concert, I really realized that I really love you. Wow. Come on, girl. Don't be like this. You act like all I want to do is zoom, 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 and you boom, boom. Why you gotta be like this? Clickety-claw! What a biggity bitch. I'm talking about myself, of course. All right. Well, let's see how I handle relationship difficulties at 24. I love her, but she don't trust me. I can't be with someone who don't trust me.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Do you want to understand?
Yes, I do. I know. And the other thing, you know what she had the nerve to say to me? That I smell like I've been at the titty bar. So the what? Let's see how I handle relationship problems today, now that I'm a father and a husband and all that good stuff. Baby. Baby, you love me. Let's say I'm pulled over by the police and I'm being treated less than fairly. These kinds of things happen. Why don't we see how 18-year-old Dave used to handle that?
Help!
Okay. Now, let's take a look at 24-year-old Dave.
I
do nothing.
Get on the ground. Get on.
All right.
On the ground.
Yeah. How? What about you? Why don't you get on the ground? That's right. Do my license plate. Man, spread your cheeks and lift your sack. That's right. And you know what? I am high. I'm high.
And now, let's take a look at 30-year-old Dave.
All right, license, insurance, registration, please.
Sure. Sorry about that. I was running late for a shoot for my show. Chappelle Show. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I'm rich, bitch. You haven't seen it?
Don't get it.
Buckle up, baby.
Over the last 12 years, my career went through a lot of ups and downs. Now, a lot of people ask me, Dave, how do you handle it when you lose out on a movie part that you really want? It's a good question. I'll show you how I used to handle it at 18 right now.
Well, who got the part? The Wayans brothers. There's more?
Well, here's how I handled the same type of situation at 24.
Chris Tucker.
It's the second time this happened.
Who got the other part?
Tell me, man. Jackie Chan? That motherfucker can't even speak English.
And now, here's how Sensible Shoe Dave handles it at 30.
Who? Who's Nick Cannon?
Daddy, Nick Cannon's hilarious.
Man, f*** you, son.
Dave thinks he's so goddamn hilarious because he just walked off with his school clothes money. It's funny, isn't it? I'm broke, nigga, I'm broke!
Well, I guess that gives you guys a pretty good idea of how I've changed over the years. Before I go, I just want to give each me a chance to tell you their overall philosophy in life. 18-year-old Dave, you're on.
When you lose, don't lose the lesson. His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
That was touching. All right, how about you, me at 24?
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
David Thurman, what you got for
me? Nick Cannon. Dave Chappelle.
He's hilarious.
You know, you acting like a little bitch, all right? Stop saying that. You trying to make your father feel bad? I got to pay all the bills around here. Or you can go tell your mother. You tell your mother I'm cussing in the house. That's right.
No. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for another Chappelle Show musical performance. As you can see tonight, we were lucky enough to have John Mayer and Questlove from The Roots appear in our sketch. And while we were shooting the sketch, we actually shot a musical performance just for fun. This next one, folks, is just for you. Please welcome yours truly and the Dave Chappelle Trio. You know, folks, right now the world is in trouble. And I know it seems like the sketches we do are racy, but this is all just comedy. Really, it's all about love. So this song right now is not only going out to you at home and everyone across America, but everyone across the world. And it goes a little something like this. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. Might be right for you, may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the dreams. But it takes different strokes, it takes different strokes, it takes different strokes to rule the world. Gooch.
All right.
When the world never seems to believe in
right.
Turns out that life is all about watching the show this week. I'd like to thank my guest, John Mayer, Questlove, John on keyboards. I'm Dave Chappelle. I'll see you guys next week.
I'll see you next week, everybody. God bless. I'm out.
All right, thank you.